Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come on, son.
Grab the yams on the track.
Come on, son. 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 It's the podcast. We are back. My name is Ed Lover. Joining me once again, as she has finally gotten over her flu bug, ladies and gentlemen, mother, wife, daughter, friend, and now podcast co-host, Fruit is back with us again. What up, Fruit?
Yay!
What's up, babe? How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
The whole family quite a scare that you had me playing nurse and husband.
And you did a good job, too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You were down. Mommy was down. Mm-hmm. The dog was driving me crazy. I'm surrounded by a house full of women, y'all. My wife, my mother-in-law, and my dog, all females. And they were sick. So it has been a lot going on, right? Because yeah, I got sick first.
You did.
I had the flu. Mm-hmm. And then after I got the flu.
No, you had a.
I got bronchitis with the flu.
Bronchitis, yeah.
I got bronchitis mm-hmm. with the flu. And then mommy got sick.
She did.
And then. I kept telling your ass not to go in there. Listen, folks, let me tell y'all something. Don't you start laughing because you know what I'm about to say. My wife is a nurse. So my wife works at CHOA, Children's Hospital of Atlanta, right? She goes to work every day, mask, gloves. Sometimes she comes home, the mask is still on. She already remembered to take it off. Why are you dealing with somebody that I'm clearly telling you is sick with no mask and no gloves on?
You know we don't think when it's our parents, our mother especially. I'm like, no, that's mommy.
Right. And then, you know, I ain't going to get sick. What happened?
I got sick like 2 days later.
Yeah, she sure did. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there like, I told you so. You wouldn't have got sick if you had listened to your husband.
This is true.
I told you, stop messing with mommy with no mask and no gloves on. No, she wasn't going to listen to me, y'all. She did not listen to me. She went forth and did what she wanted to do.
I did.
So there's a lot of things that's going on in this world, Fruit. Let's talk about some of them, shall we?
Okay.
You ready to talk about it? Okay, first and foremost, and then we're going to have some fun.
Okay.
First and foremost, let's talk about the fact that Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
It's closing 1,000 stores.
Wait, no. It's Dollar Tree and Family Dollar.
And they're in the same company?
I think so. Yeah.
They 1,000 stores.
Yes.
Because of fourth quarter losses.
Well, they're in like over a couple of billion dollar debt.
How?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So it's Dollar Tree and what's the other one?
Family Dollar.
How many of them are there? Dollar Tree, Family Dollar. Ain't there another one?
Dollar Tree, Family Dollar.
I can't think of it right now. Plus, I'm sipping a little Basil Hayden right now.
I don't know because I don't.
Well, I didn't know they were the same company. I thought they were competing companies.
apparently, I don't know. I don't think, I guess they are. For them both to be, you know, going out like that. I heard about that today.
Fourth quarter losses. You know what I said? Drew Bell ain't going to like this. You know what I said? They fourth quarter losses remind me of? The Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs.
Oh, but aren't they getting, they're getting Sierra's husband now.
No, they're not getting Russell Wilson.
They're not?
No, Russell Wilson left. No, he went from Denver to Pittsburgh. That's Fee told you that. Marcus's wife, Fee. Okay. That's why, because Fee knows, because Marcus, our late great friend Marcus Dupont, is a huge Steeler fan. Okay. So she knows all the trade.
I saw a video today with him flashing the boys' gear.
No. Okay. No, he's going to Pittsburgh.
He's going to Pittsburgh.
He said Dollar Tree swung to a surprise fourth quarter loss and will close nearly 1,000 stores after the discount retailer slashed the value of a rival chain it acquired. That's what happened. That's why I didn't know. It acquired almost a decade ago. Dollar Tree plans to close about 600 Family Dollar stores.
Yeah.
In the first half of this year, and 370 Family Dollar and 30.
That's crazy.
Dollar Tree stores over the next several years. So Dollar Tree bought Family Dollar. Mm-hmm. They did too much.
I think they did too much. And plus the fact, half the time you drive past, even driving past some stores, they are toe up.
From the flow up.
Yes.
And there's always a lot of thievery going on in there.
All the time.
Somebody always fighting in there.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah, so they, of course, they're going to have fourth quarter losses. You know who goes there? You're going to be very brokenhearted about that. My mother. What? I hope they don't. I
know that.
To the dollar store?
She said, go there. She don't even be going nowhere.
Yeah, she do. She goes to the one right there where we on my side of town on Springfield and Murdoch. Yep. And she said every time she go in there, she said, listen, my mother says, there's an older gentleman that's security there. Mm-hmm. Right? And, you know, they check your receipt and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she says every time she walks out of the store, he holds the door for her, and then he starts going, I believe in miracles.
You are lucky.
Where are you from?
Mommy always got that thing
going. You. I believe in miracles. Then she said he be dancing too. Since you came along. I said, Mom, what is it? My mother said, I got beautiful hair and all my teeth. True story, man.
That's
true
right. Story.
So she's going to be disappointed because she frequents the dollar store.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she get all her aluminum foil, all of, like the pans and stuff she needs. She goes to the dollar store.
First, she went to that.
You bougie first, so you don't go.
No,
to
don't dollar. Say that. That's not
you
true.
Bougie as hell. You
not.
You don't go to the dollar store. Let me say a few items. Watch this, y'all. Would you or would you not buy these items from the dollar store?
Antacid.
Bismol, Imodium AD, stuff like that. Would you buy that out the dollar store?
No, I would go to Walgreens or CVS.
Bread.
That's just because it's close to me. What?
Bread.
Nah, I'm not buying bread.
I told you. Pastries.
No.
Gift wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Aluminum foil.
No,
because you're brand loyal.
Yeah, it's not.
Dishwasher detergent.
It's not thick, huh?
Dishwasher. I mean, laundry detergent. No.
It's got to be Tide.
Let me tell y'all something, y'all. You know how you go to the hood and they got them big, what do you call it, pickle buckets, like 10 gallons?
That shit is 80% water. See? He ain't tricking me. Because I know the texture of Tide. When he opens it up and I touch it or smell it, I'm like, nah, this is not Tide.
Do you remember the time I bought that joint home? I got it from Kirk.
And I told you, I said, Ed, this is not Tide. She's it's like, watery as fuck.
I said, no, it's not. It's Tide.
No, it's not.
You know what she said? You wash your clothes in it. I'll never forget that shit.
I did.
And I had to use that shit until it was
all gone. All by yourself. You goddamn right.
She was not washing her clothes in that.
No. No.
Like when we go south side here in Atlanta, right near Greenbrier, you know that place right there, they always got that detergent to pick 10 gallons for like $6.
I'm going to walk right past that shit.
All right, napkins.
The texture.
Paper towels.
The texture, no.
I know one big thing you will not buy from the dollar store. I swear what? You will not do it.
What?
Toilet paper.
Nah.
See? You're bougie.
But it's not being bougie. It's just that I have a specific brand that I like.
You're brand loyal, babe.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's not being bougie. I just like a specific brand. Brand loyal. That's all. That is not.
Because people who can't afford to be brand loyal buy whatever. You're bougie, honey.
No, even if you don't have to be. Listen.
I'm bougie, so I know you bougie.
You don't. And listen, there's people out there that probably can't afford certain things.
God bless
but
them.
They like what they like. They still specifically go to the store and be like, no, it's got to be this one, not that
there
one.
There are people out there, women and men, that will buy their drawers out of the dollar store. You ain't doing it. And their bras. I've seen women load up on bras at the dollar store. You're not doing that. You're not. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing else, but you brand loyal.
I just never have.
Because you never had to. But big up to the dollar store. We're really kind of saddened. Right. But to see this happen, because that's where some people, you know, when you send me out, sometimes we have a company and stuff, you like, go get me some of them aluminum pants. Sometimes I stop at the dollar store and pick them up.
Nah, I get those from there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
because they be, the prices on them aluminum pants be crazy and stuff. I'm like, who the hell? I do have it. I spend $5 on this one pant.
Stop and shop and
it's ridiculous.
ShopRite, Publix, Kroger, crazy.
It's ridiculous
price. So let's switch gears for a minute. Now, give me. If I had to ask you, three of your favorite fast food restaurants, what are they?
My favorite fast food restaurants?
Three of them.
Okay. Hardee's.
Hardee's, okay.
Even though it makes me nauseously sick, I'm still going to say it because I love it. White Castle.
White Castle. Love White Castle, of course. Come on, son.
White Castle.
This is delicious.
Yes. And I think living here.
Yes.
I'm partial now to Cookout.
Okay, what about the filet though?
I love Chick-fil-A.
Okay, that's why I was leading to my next subject. Yeah, did you know that next week, babe, on the 21st, yes. Chick-fil-A is opening its first ever mobile pickup restaurant.
I heard that.
On 79th Street and 2nd Avenue. If that's not the bougiest, whitest section of Manhattan, there never has been. If you ever been to Manhattan, ladies and gentlemen, let Vanessa and I, or Fruit and I, tell you something real quick. You could go up 2nd Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past 90th Street, you're in Harlem.
You in Harlem, okay? For sure.
But 2nd Avenue is where all the bougie white people live. That's the east side of town.
I could see them putting that there, though.
Mobile only. Yeah, mobile and delivery.
Because, see, that's what those people over there do. They live by that.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
They live by that. So I can see it going there. It's going to make big money.
So check this out. The mobile pickup restaurant, babe, is on 79th Street and 2nd Avenue on the Upper East Side.
Mm-hmm.
It catered to busy New Yorkers by focusing solely on delivery and mobile app ordering for a quick and easy pickup experience. Mm-hmm. Inside the restaurant, active status board screens will be designated for delivery or mobile pickup so customers and delivery drivers can see when their orders are ready in real time.
Right.
Chick-fil-A is always about the guest experience, aren't they? Mm-hmm. They are the nicest, most decent that I've ever met in my life. And I found out that the same company that trains you to work at the Waldorf Astoria or the W trains you to work at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they do. That's why they're so clean. They're so poised. They know how to speak to you. Just everything. I remember one time, they forgot to give me some. I said, can I get some napkins? And they was like, oh, I'm sorry. And here's 4 cards for a free sandwich. I was like, damn.
Do you remember the time that I went to Chick-fil-A and they forgot my meal, your meal, and Jasmine's meal was in the bag, and I had to go back.
And
they
that
gave
was
me like six free meal cards.
Yes. I'm like, what the hell?
They was like, I am so sorry, sir. They prepared a brand new sandwich for me, and they gave it to me. They gave me new French fries because the only thing that was in my bag was the waffle fries. And they apologized, and the manager came out. It gave me like six cards for free sandwiches.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is no joke.
Yeah.
And the owner of Chick-fil-A don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's closed on Sundays.
Don't ask him no
don't
questions.
Ask him
he's
no
not
questions
opening.
About it. He's not opening.
Yeah.
And he had some real controversial things to say about the LGBTQ community at one time. And he don't give a fuck.
No,
that man don't give a fuck. He's like, this is my restaurant. I'm going to do this shit. And they are not franchises.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. One person owns all of them shit.
Yeah. That's a rich motherfucker.
Oh, he's crazy with it. His sandwiches are good.
Yeah. Even,
listen, y'all, you know we black.
Yeah.
Okay, so we like mac and cheese. Their mac and cheese is good.
Ooh, yes.
Their mac and cheese is good.
It's bong bong.
Yeah, it's good. It's really, really good. So I was telling people on my show the other day, actually on Friday's show, on my Odyssey show, that Ben and Jerry's has a free cone day. That's coming back this year. I always announce this shit, but I don't never go get it.
Well, we can't. We both lactose intolerant.
That's true. But I'm not big on like free shit like that. Like I like free shit, but not food.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always like, who touched this? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not going for no free cone.
Yeah, exactly. And there's people that line up for this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just not one of them. Like,
I'm not an ice cream person like that in any way.
Yeah, you're definitely not. We're more icy people.
Yeah, or the sherbet.
Sherbet, sorbet type of thing. But you know, I do love me some Häagen-Dazs vanilla Swiss almond. You know
I
love
I know you
shit.
Do.
But my point that I was trying to make is that I'm not the kind of person that lines up for free shit.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'll be like, yo, you could get this, or Wendy's or McDonald's is doing this, and God bless them, they've both been sponsors of the podcast, but you got to do it on the app. I'm not the person that goes for free hamburger day. I don't know what it is about me. Even, like, last week or 2 weeks ago, for Women's History Month, I think, Black History Month, if you ordered a dozen donuts, you know we got a Krispy Kreme right next to us.
You can
get another dozen for free of the original glaze, and I just didn't go get them. I'm just skeptical about people touching shit when it's free.
Yeah, I'm not. Mm-mm. Plus, Krispy Kreme shit, that ain't nothing but damn sugar in your teeth.
That's diabetes.
I'm not eating that either.
You might as well just go get some insulin.
Who you telling?
Might as well just go get some insulin.
Just gone, kid.
Now, did you hear about this, babe? You know there has been a lot of smash and grabs at Ulta
and Sephora.
Did
you
hear about
I heard that.
In California, her and her husband, they got like an $8 million mansion, and they were a stash house for this shit going on.
Get the fuck out of here.
White people.
Of course.
White people. I'm sorry, white people that like this podcast, but y'all going to have to take this one on the chin pause, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's white crime.
Yeah.
So all of these people that was running around smashing in California in Ulta's and Sephora's, taking this expensive ass makeup and running out, all of them, they were funding it.
Wow.
And then they would take it and they would resell it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, fucking right they was. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Michelle Mack, 53 of San Diego,
figures,
is the alleged ringleader of a retail theft ring to the tune of $8
million. Wow.
Mack allegedly recruited dozens of women who would steal items from Ulta and Sephora. Mack would then take the stolen items and sell them on Amazon for heavily discounted prices.
Wow.
Here go the shit, Fruit. Her recruits were located in at least a dozen states.
Oh, she was pimping.
Yeah.
Wow.
White lady, too. See, none of them Karens, they be caring about too much shit. How do you think you're going to get away with some shit like that, though? Mm-hmm. All it takes is from them to rock one person.
Yeah.
We done seen this a million times.
That always happens.
You and I watch enough crime shit together that we know that shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have nothing to do with that kind of shit. That kind of shit to me is kind of crazy. Like,
I ain't trying to have nothing to do with shit that's taking me to jail, period.
No, you ain't built for
period.
Jail. I ain't built for jail. You ain't built for jail. So let's talk about something that I like to call What's Up, What's Up. And this is a segment I do on my show. I'm going to throw these out there, and I want to know what you think about it. So Northwest, you know who Northwest is?
Of course.
That's Kanye and Kim Kardashian's daughter, if y'all didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
She has an album coming out called Elementary School Dropout.
Yeah.
And her father's on it.
Well, her father wrote all of the stuff for her, I think.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Kanye's a genius and he's insane at the same time.
He let her perform at one of his shows and everything.
So, you know, Kanye's original album is called College Dropout.
Mm-hmm.
So now parents are afraid. Now, here comes the parent in you. I can see it already getting in your face. Parents are afraid that their kids are going to want to drop out of elementary school.
Why would why?
Because of this album.
Elementary job. That don't sound. No, come on now. She's a kid. So I don't think they do. I don't think they're going to think that deep.
Tell you that they dropping out of elementary school.
Yeah, they're not going to think that far ahead. They're just going to have fun with it.
So you think that now parents are getting out of hand in the way that they're beholding to their kids and letting their kids tell them what they want to do?
I do. It's, well.
Go ahead. You can say it. This is my podcast.
Well, you know, especially when it comes down to, you know, I love everyone, you know.
It's your opinion, Fruit. It is no right or wrong here.
Everybody, and I have no ill.
I'll say it. I think that kids are too young to make the decision on their sexuality.
Yeah.
You're under a certain age.
Especially when you're under like 10. And I see I see it all the time. And these parents are really allowing their kids to start going through different things.
What was that whole show that was on TV about the girl? She used to be a boy, and then she transitioned to a girl.
Yeah.
And it was like she was like 14 or 13.
Yeah.
That's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I mean, because your mind changes so much. And parents know that. I mean, they were kids once, too. So I don't even understand. But you know, a lot of parents out here just want to try to be friends with their kids first instead of being a parent.
Speak on, sister.
They do. You know, at some point in time, you have to put your foot down. And I'm putting my goddamn foot down because your ass ain't in college. You ain't even in high school.
You can't vote.
You can't do nothing.
You can't buy liquor.
Right. So you're not going to sit here and tell me what you're going to do. I'm going to tell you, listen, you wait till you 18. If you feel like that's what you want to do at that age, then you go ahead on, you do what you got to do.
That's right.
But I'm not going to flip the bill for this right now. And then you tell me later on in life, I think I made a mistake. I want to try this over here
again. I can't believe you let me do that.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
Because they're going to blame your ass. They're going
to blame you.
You the parent.
Parents get blamed for every fucking thing. You're going to get the blame for that shit.
Yeah.
And we ain't knocking nobody. To each his own. You do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I've said this before, and I've said it publicly. As much as I love and respect D-Wade and his wife, I still think that you should not have let a 12-year-old boy tell you what they want to do. Because this is my analogy. Are you going to let them tell you they want to snort cocaine at 12?
Right.
Are you going to let them tell you they want to be on Molly at 12? Are you going to let them tell you they want to become sex workers at 12?
Mm-hmm.
When they're old enough to make conscious decisions on what they want to be, then I think that you should allow it. Not until then. To each his own, though. We're not knocking you. We're just saying that this is our opinion.
Our opinion with our children.
You know what I'm tired of, too, for
what?
I am really tired of people, and this is my podcast, I'm going to say it, and I hope y'all take this the wrong way, the right way, not the wrong way. Because somebody doesn't agree with you does not mean that they won't stand up for your rights as a person.
Exactly.
Because I'm heterosexual, because I don't agree with or agree with you saying that this is anything more than a sexual thing,
mm-hmm.
that we're a community of people and all of this, because I'm black and I can't rub black off. You can go into a job interview and act like that you're not part of that community and still get the job. I can't walk into a job interview and not be black. Okay. So because that I don't live the lifestyle you live, and I might look at it like, you think everybody hates you. And we don't. We don't. We have people in our family that's part of the LGBTQ community.
Please, some of my friends.
And some of my friends, too.
Like, I have nothing to.
I don't want
to
throw their name out there because I sound like a white boy that say, I have black friends, and then you name that one black friend.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. But if you know me and you've known me for a while and everyone that's listening doesn't, you know that I don't have anything against the LGBTQ. But stop putting us under pressure.
Really good friends.
Right.
So.
Stop hating on us like we're against you.
Yeah,
because we don't agree with your lifestyle. You don't agree with mine.
A lot of it, yeah. You can agree to disagree. Right. You know, that's the whole point of the whole point of you being an individual and having opinions. Everybody has their own opinion, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's okay to voice that opinion. Doesn't mean I love you any less or anything like that. I just don't agree with it. But you know what? I love you, and if you love it, I like it. That's
if you
it.
Like it, I love
I
it.
I like it, I love it. That's period.
Right. So stop that, man. We got to stop that and get on one accord. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Vanessa and I will go down and march with you for your rights to exist.
For sure.
We will march with you for your right to equal pay.
For sure.
We will march with you if somebody tells you, I'm not going to bake you a wedding cake because you're gay.
Yeah.
That ain't right. That kind of shit ain't right. Okay, we will march with you for you to have a job just like any other fucking person.
That's right.
Because the normal person is not in a position of power to hurt you. They not. They just don't agree with your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If you have a father or mother that don't agree with your lifestyle, it doesn't mean they don't love you. I'm not going to let anybody tell me how I'm supposed to feel about anything the same way you don't. You have the right to be free and do your thing, and I have the right to be free to do my thing.
I think we all should.
Yeah, that's just the way. I'm just getting tired of it because they act like we hating, and nobody's hating. First of all, who the fuck got time to be hating in 2024?
I got too many other things to worry about.
Absolutely. Shit, you got bills. You got children.
Yeah.
Who the fuck got time to really worry enough about hating on somebody? Those people that do that are just really ridiculous to me.
You know, it is a handful of people out there who are just nasty and mean, and it just doesn't make sense.
But it's a small percentage.
Yeah, it's a small percentage. But my thing is this, like, at the end of the day, it's all sexuality, like we said, right?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what you do behind your closed doors. I don't care. It does not make me a difference. Long as I'm not hurting you and you not hurting me.
It's not an ethnicity, though.
It's all gravy.
It's
like
a sexuality.
Yeah, but I don't understand why we just can't just all just get along and let a person do what they want to do. You gonna knock a person for wearing a certain type of clothes or going to a certain type of play that you don't like or whatever like that. So,
and I've seen gay men.
Why the fuck would you care?
I've seen gay men turn their nose up and refer to heterosexual women as fish. That's derogatory and disrespectful.
Yeah.
But then if you say something about them, then it becomes you're a hate crime person. Mm-hmm. It's just, you can't have it both ways. And learn to fucking take a joke. If I can stand on stage and talk about white people, if I can stand on stage and talk about black people and Asian people and every fucking body else under this umbrella of life, then I should be able to talk about you without you saying that I'm trying to perpetrate a hate crime against you. It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Knock it off, man. I get so mad about that. So did you?
That's not the time.
So, babe, let me ask you a question, too, about this. Let's switch subjects for a minute because it's all love. Why in the world do you think that with everyone that was named, that all the lawsuits that came out about a lot of people on this Adult Survivors Act, why is Puff getting the brunt of every fucking thing?
Because he's Puff and he's... They know
there was lawsuits filed against Jimmy Iovine.
Deep.
Jimmy Iovine got way more money than Pac.
No, I understand that, but that's what people are thinking. Those pockets are deep, so they want a
there
piece of Pac.
There was a lawsuit against L.A. Reid. Nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
The lawsuit against Harve Pierre only gets mentioned because Puff was named in the lawsuit. The girl that just came out, that his lawyer, he's spending a shitload of money in lawyers fees too, that said Puff and Aaron Hall assaulted her and her girlfriend when she was 16.
Yeah.
Not old enough to consent to sex.
Yeah.
And not old enough to consent to drinking.
See, another thing too.
Aaron Hall is just not making it look no better.
I don't even know why he's talking with his drug mouth.
I don't fucking. The motherfucker pulled up a podcast. This nigga talking about his dick. I got a big dick. Ask Puff. Why? How do you say ask a nigga?
Ask pause. That he's listen.
I know Cam and motherfucker. I mean Mason Cameron had a ball with that shit.
You already know. They bringing up Puff name because Puff is the big name. You know what I'm saying?
He's a big name.
You could say Harve Pierre all day. We know who he is.
LA
but I mean
and Jimmy Iovine, but if they not as flamboyant.
They not as flamboyant. They not puffy. Like period. Puffy. Yeah, no.
I feel so fucking.
How many young people don't have a clue who the hell Harve Pierre is?
And Jimmy Iovine. All the money.
With all the money that they have, they don't know who the hell he is, but you let Puffy come out that door.
I tell you who Jimmy Iovine is, the head of Interscope.
We know who he is.
The man that made Drake $800 million.
Exactly.
And he got more than that off the deal.
But Ed, you're talking about us and our demographic. You're not talking about these millennials. Half of them, they don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah. C's spoke on it recently. So, I just saw C's.
I know you did at the Biggie party,
at the
right?
Biggie party. C's spoke on it. This was what C's had to say, and I love C's. He said, at the end of the day, a lot of things is accusations. We don't know what's true and what's not. And I'm not the one to say what's true and what's not, but I hope both parties find comfort and find peace. And that's how I say it. And somebody just asked me about it this evening in somebody else's podcast.
Right.
That I did. And I said, I can only go by the way Puff treated me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always treated me with love and respect. In business.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
In business and personally. At
never
one time,
out of line.
Yeah, at one time, my mothers were good friends.
Yeah.
So you're not going to come to me and say, tell me some shit about Puff. Because I ain't going to do it. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to do it. Because you know why? I don't know shit.
You don't know nothing.
So if they have freak off parties, they ain't invite the Ed Lover.
Exactly.
Because if they was freaking off, excuse me.
Bless.
If they was freaking off with each other, they know I wasn't down with the freak off. Them niggas know not to invite me to no freak off. Exactly. Y'all niggas talk about diggy, 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 and each other don't invite a nigga like me.
And you running for the hills.
Niggas know. And I was on the radio every morning on the most powerful radio station in New York at the time. Y'all niggas knew not. If y'all was doing that, and I'm not saying you was, I'm just saying you were smart enough not to invite a nigga like me. Because I'm going to tell every bit of that shit. And I ain't got no qualms about it. None. And I have always warned niggas my whole life, my knuckle game is tight, niggas. So don't I'm not bitching on none of these niggas, Fruit. I'm not. You have never seen me bitch on no nigga. How many times you been around me and I done told a nigga, I'll smack the fucking shit out you right now. Celebrities and everybody alike. I ain't scared of y'all motherfuckers. I'm Bernie Mac. Shit. I don't kowtow. Or bend down the niggas because they got more money than me. Fuck you think you are, clown ass nigga. Don't play with me, son. You don't know my pedigree.
You didn't have to worry about that.
I never
with
had
Puff.
To worry about
Puff.
Puff
was always cool.
Cool with me. Cool ass nigga, man.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that makes every step feel fly. It's like the first time I was looking for them Jordan 1s, like when they really came out and I couldn't get my hands on them. And it was something about that sneaker that I always wanted to have because I never got it in the very, very, very beginning. I fell in love with that sneaker. And when I finally got it, oh, baby. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay when you're searching. Just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. You got to get it from eBay because then you know you got the real deal. Now you know that when something is limited and you can't find it, you can find it on eBay. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing that you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This portion of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Walmart. There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine and your daily lifestyle. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for or create demand for another Black-led brand. So go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Here are some of them. Natural Vert Granola, Scotch Porter Beard Balm, and the Dew Hair Care. So make sure that when you go to Walmart that you check out these products or go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine. Brought to you by Walmart.
Come on, son.
Invite us to the house, invite us to the parties, right, Fruit?
All day.
We always get a New Year's Eve invitation to the house to come to his house on Star Island for the parties. So I ain't going to stand here and say I know. I see a lot of celebrities at Puff House. Shit. I have spent the night at Puff House before and woke up to the chef making food. If they was freaking off, I wasn't freaking off, son. I'm freaking off. I don't like my dick wear around a lot of dicks. I never liked it. Nah, I don't pull my dick out around a lot of niggas. If niggas are comfortable with your dick out around other niggas with their dick out, wrong, man.
You need some new friends.
Yeah, I ain't comfortable with that, man.
Yep.
You ever seen a bunch of, you see me and my friends taking piss outside, niggas is far away from each other when we pee. We don't be standing there circle jerking or whatever the fuck you call that. Looking at each other's dicks. That shit crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Even when these niggas on the porno do like DPs, right? Double penetration. Mm-hmm. One in the ass, one in the pussy.
Hell no.
How y'all doing that, son? Why your leg is touching this other nigga? I don't want my... You, no, let me tell you something. You know why my wife is laughing? Me and my wife would be in a restaurant, right? And two dudes would be sitting next to each other. What I always say, babe? Why that nigga leg touching the nigga leg? Your leg ain't supposed... Your bare skin on your leg ain't supposed to touch another nigga's legs. Hey, I'm sorry. I know my father raised me like that, bro. You don't get... Your nigga don't touch your elbow. What the fuck you touching my elbow for, son? That shit's weird, son. So if niggas was doing that, and I'm not saying that I know they did. I'm just saying, when I was at Puff House, when I went to bed, I was comfortable in the guest bedroom and nobody bothered me. The door was closed and locked and nobody bothered me. And I was waking up in the morning like, breakfast is downstairs, nigga. Come downstairs. We're going to eat breakfast. Then we're going to head to the pool. And then later on, we're going to live. Mm-hmm. Bet. I wasn't invited to the freak off, son. I don't know nothing about that.
That's right. So stay out that.
Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know, man. I'm just, I think niggas was like, yeah, we go. You better not invite Ed Lover to this shit.
Don't ask him.
Don't invite Ed. And then niggas trying to throw Columbus short. That nigga was on some other shit. Well, he's not credible. Didn't he have an alcohol problem or something? He ain't credible when he talking about Puff.
It's the drugs.
It was one of them was drugs.
It was
or something.
One of them.
That nigga's not credible. Mm-hmm. Stop believing that nigga. That nigga's like Boo Boo the crackhead. You believe that nigga? That nigga, I'm clean now. Let me tell you what happened. No. No, nigga. Try to say Puff invited him to his room. And he was like, who's
his
there?
His hotel. Yeah, he said there? Me. He said me. Puff said me.
Me. Nigga.
Shut up.
Nigga, you were you sober when this happened? Like, I don't believe former crack niggas when they start telling stories. You know, I don't believe it. Mm. Sometimes DMX would say shit, and we'd just be standing there looking at him like, nigga, you sure you wasn't cracked out when you thought that happened? No, nigga. We don't believe you. You need more peoples.
Right, no. Right.
Especially him, because it's like, he ain't been hot. And I love him. I thought he was and I still think he could be an amazing, amazing force in the acting world.
Well, he messed himself up.
Holla.
You know what he did. So.
And now he want to throw, he want to get on a podcast throwing Puff. Yeah. Underneath the, y'all, a lot of niggas, Lucky Wolf ain't alive, man. Wolf will put the beats on y'all niggas.
Oh, God, shut up.
But I'm going to tell you what part I do believe, though.
Okay.
I believe Puff said Kid Cudi car on fire. I believe that, though.
He probably did.
When Kid Cudi was trying to talk to Cassie, I think.
He probably did.
That part I believe. When niggas said that Puff blew Kid Cudi's car up, I believe every bit of that shit.
Maybe he did. He was that angry.
But Puff be on some gangster shit sometimes.
Like, get the fuck
Puff
out
is
here.
Like, my bitches is my bitches.
Yes.
I'm funding these bitches. The nigga was on some R. Kelly shit with his bitches, though. He really. That part I believe. I believe that niggas, Puff is one of them niggas that's like Big Red in Five Heartbeats.
You so
Puff will hang a nigga outside down out the window. I believe the freak off shit. But I believe the Kid Cudi shit. I do. Cause that just sound like some shit Puff said. And Puff would tell you too, yeah, Playboy. Know what I had to do that nigga.
That's his favorite word, Playboy.
When he gets you with a Playboy, mm-hmm. he either about to take some real shit or he about to try to swindle the shit out you.
Yeah.
Some shit. Fuck all y'all. I love Puff, man.
Yes.
Puff for fucking president, son. Fuck that.
That's you right.
Love me some Puffy, man. Yes. Fuck all that shit,
he's
son.
A dude. Good and dude.
Then goddamn right he deserved what he gets. Because no man in this world should ever subject a woman to no kind of shit like that. And I hate all you weird ass, rapist ass niggas. I hate you. I'm a girl dad. And I often wonder if one of our girls had went with R. Kelly, I'd be sitting in jail right now because I would have murdered that nigga. No doubt about it.
That's true, but we wouldn't have to worry about that because they would not be going with
absolutely
them
alone. Hell no. You don't fall for the flim-flam over this side. Fuck that.
They ain't going nowhere unless we there.
That nigga was a weird nigga for real, though.
Yeah.
Not for real.
I'd have cussed his ass out.
Remember, I told you the stories about that nigga at the Chocolate Factory. Listen to Park.
I've seen him move.
Nigga tell the chick, nigga, security tell me, can't talk to her. That's one of Rob's girls. I'm like, nigga, I'm just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Happened to me 3 times in that party. I said, take me back to my car. Fuck this nigga, man. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. And then the thing with Jay-Z. Remember when Jay came to the station after that Best of Both Worlds debacle?
Yeah, when he lied.
Yeah, and then the nigga, he went back on tour a couple of years later, and I had Jay on Power 105 that same night talking about what happened. And the nigga Lenny the Barber hired me to host the shit at the Robert Treat Hotel downtown North.
Yeah.
This nigga Rob pull up. I ain't coming in unless you make Ed Lover go home. And the nigga Lenny the Barber. Because, you know, the highlight of the after party was R. Kelly. So Lenny the Barber come tell me, Ed, I need to talk to you for a minute. You know, when niggas start talking low, you know it's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Ed, I need to holler at you for a minute. I'm like, okay, what's up? What's up, my nigga? What's going on, Lenny? You know, you still got to give me the rest of that money you're supposed to give me.
Right.
Yeah, here's your money, man. But Rob said he ain't coming in unless you leave because he's mad about you interviewing Jay-Z on Power 105. I said, what? I said, nigga, this ain't Chicago.
Right.
This Nook, nigga. I'm not Starsky and them niggas with me.
Yeah.
I said, you tell that bitch ass nigga, I said, he don't come in here, he ain't leaving. Right. Nor alive, nigga. Now test me if you want to. You know who we fucked with heavy and North? Nigga, please. He ain't coming in. Guess what? Nigga came in. They're trying to tell me, nah, Ed, I was just saying. I said, you a bitch ass nigga. Get out my face. So I told him in his face. I said, you a bitch ass nigga. And I love the nigga music. He's a fucking genius.
He's on a roll tonight, guys.
No, R. Kelly, is he not a genius, babe?
He really is.
That shit hurt me and fruit to our heart.
I'm not going front. I think about him a lot often, and I wonder what he's doing in jail, and I'm like,
me
this
too.
Motherfucker done pissed me off. I ain't got no new music for the season.
See, me and my wife and I, we half and half on this, and I'm not going to cap on y'all. We're going to be 100% authentic and real.
Mm-hmm.
The one half is we saw Surviving R. Kelly.
Yeah.
We heard all the stories. We know about Aaliyah.
Yeah.
We know about the other women. Mm-hmm. We know the disrespectful shit he did to women.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we found out he was fucking boys, it just took the shit over the top. So on that part of it, what he did was fucking horrendous
I'm
and
so
fucked up.
Disgusted.
And disgusted by it. Now on the other half of us, we're disappointed because this nigga made some of the greatest fucking music that we have ever heard in our lives. He is our generation's greatest R&B, period. Singer, songwriter, producer.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. And sometimes, you know what I be thinking, babe?
Mm-hmm.
Does he feel like a dick?
He has to be. Let me tell you, there's no way in hell he could ever tell anybody that he was okay. Bitch, stop lying. You right now, you thinking, God damn, I had the world in the palm of my hands.
Yeah.
I was that nigga. And now look at my dumb ass. He got to be thinking
you
that.
Think
if that motherfucker ain't getting counseling in prison, then somebody needs to talk to him because he needs to have serious counseling because there's something wrong when you are that dude, that powerful, that just explosive and just smart, a genius, but illiterate. Just a
fine line between genius and insanity.
Yeah.
There's a fine line.
And you dump it all over pussy.
I'm not going
to. Like, are you kidding me?
I will never hold y'all. Go back and listen to this man's catalog. And I'm going to tell you something to listen to right now. We all thought that this nigga was ridiculous when he did Trapped in the Closet. Go back and watch Trapped in the Closet now and see how ridiculous you think he is.
Yeah.
This shit is an epic. Mm-hmm. It's an opera. Mm-hmm. It's a ghetto opera. The way this man was able to take and go from Trapped in the Closet, then this will happen, and this will happen, and then this will, and all musically, beautifully done. He single-handedly bought the Isley Brothers back.
He could sing his ass off. Yeah. And look at all the shit he wrote for other people.
Celine Dion's biggest record ever.
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
Whitney Houston.
He made Changing Faces hot when we didn't know who the fuck they were.
Man, listen.
He made, some of Jay-Z's best shit was with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And I ain't taking nothing away from Jay, but that Best of Both Worlds album was a fucking monster.
They put that shit on anywhere. You was losing your mind.
Absolutely.
That album was hard. And I mean, I do, God rest her soul, and I hate that he did that to Aaliyah,
He fucked Aaliyah up.
He brought her through the trenches from the beginning,
From the very beginning, the age of non number.
Yes. He killed it.
He gave him some shit. At Your Best, You Are Loved was an Isley Brothers record that he reproduced and reimagined for Aaliyah. This dude is not a joke when it comes to music, but on the other side of that, he's an animal. And if people play R. Kelly music, I understand it because you're separating a man from the music. It doesn't mean that he's getting what he deserved.
Well, at the end of the day, I think it's this. I think that anybody out there that knows somebody or suspects or whatever it is that somebody's child is going through something, I think, you need to speak up. And he didn't have anybody to help him.
Never.
And even when...
And he was molested.
Even when he did voice his opinion to his brothers, because his sister was the first to do it.
Yeah, and then there was a man in the neighborhood that did it to him.
They didn't listen to him.
They didn't listen to him. They thought he was bullshit. That affected
him. Right. When he told his mother walked away from that shit. So the one woman that he trusted and he loved immensely, that's why he wanted to marry his mother.
Yeah.
She was all he had. And she did not look at her son and say, what is going on?
And can we get you some help?
Well,
they were fucking poor, babe.
I understand
Black people don't get no therapy because they're trying to keep the lights on and the bread in the refrigerator.
Your daughter, you was leaving her to watch her younger brothers.
Yeah, she did.
And she was putting her filthy hands on these children.
She died, right?
I don't know what the fuck happened to
her. They don't never talk about her.
No.
But you got to remember, man, if you go back and listen to Robert Kelly's music, there's never going to be another one. I know Chris Brown recently said there'll never be another Chris Brown. I don't agree with that. There'll never be another R. Kelly. There will never be another
R. Kelly. I agree with him.
With Chris Brown?
There'll never be another R. Kelly.
Will be another Chris Brown.
I don't know.
You know why I say that? Because Chris Brown comes from a lineage of Chris Brown's with different names. Chris Brown is in that lineage with MJ, Michael Jackson, Usher, cats that can sing and dance, Sammy Davis Jr., Jackie Wilson. That's the lineage that he comes from. I don't want to say it's nothing special because it is special, so I don't want to diminish what he's been able to accomplish at all. But what I'm trying to say is for every generation, there's one of those, and there will be another one. But for every generation, there's not a singer, songwriter that has a voice and a talent to write and produce for other people and sing like Robert Kelly.
No, that's true.
When Robert Kelly first came out, we said, look at him biting Aaron Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And he surpassed Aaron Hall by leaps and bounds.
With Public Announcement.
With Public Announcement. You got that vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying it, man, because we feel bad about it. And for me, it comes from a different place.
I think I feel more bad. I think I feel really bad is because I know he's never coming home.
No, he's not coming.
Ever.
No. Did you hear that Big Meech supposed to be coming out?
Yeah. Next year, right?
Yeah.
2025. I'm excited for him.
You excited for Meech?
Yeah, because his son is popping, you know? So he's going to come home.
And he's doing a great job.
He really is. So
you're a big Power Universe fan.
Yes, and I'm so upset because June 7th, I think, is the final destination for Power Book 2 Ghost. So that'll be it.
That's it?
No more Monet Tejada.
No more Mary J. Blige?
No more meth.
So last season?
That's the final chapter. It's going to be a double episode.
Only two episodes?
On June 7th.
We can't watch that. We ain't going to be here. What's June 6th?
Oh, our anniversary.
Oh, don't you ever fuck that. We'll watch it because, you know, we always watch it together.
Yeah.
And speaking of good shit to watch, tell everybody to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
Tell them about that kid, man. That kid.
Amazing.
He's amazing, yo. Mm-hmm. Donald Glover?
Yes.
No, he's a fucking monster.
He really is. He really, really
Don't
is.
Don't sleep. Fuck Jonathan Majors. Mm-hmm. Fuck all of them niggas that you think is better than Donald Glover. They're not. Donald Glover was a stand-up comedian successfully. Mm-hmm. Childish Gambino successfully. Writer and producer of Atlanta that won Emmy Awards successfully. And now he's reimagined Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and that shit is dope.
He's amazing. I really like him.
He's one to watch. I don't give a fuck what people say about anybody else, but he's one to watch.
Yeah.
And the lady, is it Divine that won the Academy Award?
Who?
The black lady.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congrats to her, man.
Yes.
And her acceptance speech was so wonderful and poignant and beautiful.
Yeah.
I just felt really good for her.
Yeah.
You know, I felt really good for her. I really did. And you know what comes out? Bad Boys 4 is coming out.
Yeah.
Will and Martin.
I'm happy about that.
Me too.
I really am. Me too.
I think Will has served his penance.
Yeah,
I think he needs a.
I
had a dream. Will was in my dream that he got me and Charlie Mack back to talking again. And yeah. I think sometimes all it takes is a conversation.
Yeah.
To mend your differences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that's over with, and I think we should all. It's time for all of us to move forward.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because that's just what it is. We all got to move forward. So what are you watching? Like,
what am I right watching? Now? Watching right now. Yeah. The Gentleman.
That shit's good. Then see, you done probably passed me, ain't you? I ain't finished the first episode. What episode?
No, I stopped myself.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to keep going without you. What else am I watching?
Before you go on to what else you watching, can I say one thing?
What?
Giancarlo Esposito has been a beast for a long time.
Love him.
And we don't talk about him enough.
No.
So anything that you see Giancarlo Esposito
Watch it. It's going to be good.
So he was in Watchmen. He was in The Mandalorian.
Yeah. He picks his shit.
He picks his shit good. Yeah. There's a lot of youngins out there too. Lakeith Stansfield.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't seen The Book of Clarence, watch that.
Oh, yes. The Book of Clarence.
That was dope. And I know y'all going to think that I'm.
That made me cry a little bit.
Yeah, it did me too. Because after. I don't want to give it away. After the last scene, I would really love to see him go back into the city.
Yeah.
And see everybody's reaction.
Yeah.
So my wife thinks that I am the softest, most sensitive person in the world because I watched Wonka and I cried.
He did.
I'm front.
He did.
It was something about that movie that just got to me.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's about how Willy Wonka became Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And then second of all, when you cast a young black girl
yeah.
as a co-lead to him, Yeah. With the singing and the dancing that this young lady did.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It was really an amazing movie.
I didn't watch it, but I
No, it had its ups and downs. You're gonna like it. And remember when if you saw Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, his main nemesis was Slugsworth.
Yeah.
And it was a white guy. Slugsworth is a black guy now.
Awesome.
It's an awesome movie. It's visually stunning. The story is good. The casting is good. And the relationship between him and his mother is touching. Mm-hmm. And the relationship between the young black girl, Nicole, and her mother is absolutely amazing. Yeah, it brought me to tears. Okay. I really, really like that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll watch it again, too.
Okay.
Wonka's the shit.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And what else you watching, babe? Giving a lot of people props right now. Y'all need to spend some money with this podcast because we giving y'all props. You watching, what's that, First Look at Love? What's that shit you be watching, son?
No, I'm watching.
Love at First Sight. You finished with that?
No, okay, it's sorry. Love is Blind.
Love is, I knew it was one of them.
I watched the season, what is it? The reunion today.
How did that go?
It was horrible.
That black girl and the black dude, they still together?
I think they're going to be, but, you know, he at the altar, he told her he couldn't do it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was like a big deal. Her name is AD. AD and Clay, I think his name. Ooh. Yeah.
So you think they're going to make it?
I think she's going to go back to, you know, her thing is too, she's looking at him and she, her eyes is going goo, 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 because, you know, he's good looking. So I think she loved him, but, you know.
There ain't nothing happening.
You he professed his love though on the show. He said he went to counseling. He, you
What's
know,
wrong
he,
with him?
He had a lot. His father used to when he was a little kid.
You shouldn't have got married, nigga.
His father, he didn't get married. His
you
father
should have been on there, you punk ass nigga. Work your shit out before you get there.
His father used to take him out when he was a kid to his side bitches' houses.
Goddamn right, he's supposed to do that.
No, he's not. So it kind of...
They didn't take him to the strip club. That's why I did it. Fuck that.
An idiot.
I mean, look at this pussy nigga. This is the shit is all.
He don't need no help with that. He getting it all as he can right now because he's good looking. So I know them DMs is blowing up on him.
It's crazy. Oof.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy out there. Did you watch Mea Culpa? Tyler Perry's latest.
I didn't movie. Like it.
You ain't liking me?
No, I didn't.
I don't want to trash
I love, but I
love Tyler too. I don't let me tell you. To God, son.
I'm going to say this, though. Kelly is fucking beautiful. That's my girl. The guy, he was just too.
One of them Vontae ass niggas.
Yeah, I was like, nah, you're not believable. Get out of here.
I don't like y'all Vontae.
Yeah.
All you Vontae niggas.
I didn't really like it. She did the best she could, you know.
Kelly's all right. I like Kelly Rowland, man.
Kelly's awesome.
She's awesome, son.
Yeah, so.
She's Destiny's Child, too, son. All right, so before we get out of here, Fruit, I wanna do something with you. All right, I got a game that I play on my show every weekday, and it's called Is It a Brand? Okay, so don't look over here. Okay, you look the other way.
Okay.
So today on the show, on the Friday show, we did sunscreen brands. How well do you think you know your sunscreens?
Shit. Not that great.
All right, so I'm going to give you a list of sunscreen brands.
Okay.
And I need you to tell me which ones of these are real sunscreen brands and which ones are bogus, okay? Okay. First, let me list them, and then we'll come back, and you're going to tell me, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one is Sun Bum. Number two, Ultra Glow. Number three, Banana Boat. Number four, La Tan. Number five, Tropical Botanica. Number six, Copper Tone. Number seven, Black Girl Sunscreen. So are you ready? Are you ready, Ms. Fruit?
Okay.
Okay, number one, Sun Bum. Do you think that is an actual brand or not?
Yes.
You are correct. That is an actual brand of sunscreen. Number two, Ultra Glow. Do you think it's an actual brand or not?
No.
You're right again.
Oh, that shoot. Get out of here.
Number three, Banana Boat.
Is yes.
You're right again. Number four, La Tan. LATAN. Brand or not?
La Tan?
Yes.
No.
Wow. You're right
again. Oh, shoot.
Number five, Tropical Botanica, brand or not?
Tropical Botanica?
Yes.
No.
You're right again.
Oh, shit.
Number six, so far you 5 for 5. Number six, Coppertone.
Yes.
That is right. So you're 6 for 6. Let's see how you get in this last one. Number seven, Black Girls Sunscreen.
No.
It is.
Get the fuck out of here. Yes. That's so racist.
Yes, it is.
I don't like
Babe,
that one.
You got everyone but the last one.
Because it's, I don't like that one.
You did your thing, man. And that, on that note, it's time for us to go.
Is it?
Yes. It's been.
But we have nothing else to talk about.
What, if you got something you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to talk about this band that's going to be happening on maybe on TikTok.
Yes. Well, yeah. You know what? That's a good subject. What do you think about that? I think it's fucking crazy. I think it's just because it's the Chinese government.
Yeah. But what they're saying is they're trying to be careful because they think that the Chinese got some, like a lot of the Americans' information.
They do. Everybody that signed up for TikTok, they got all your shit.
Yeah, and that they would put that out there. So they're trying to knock it. They're trying to ban it. Yes, because they would exploit, you know, like the American
and
people.
We are not exactly super friendly with the Chinese right now.
Not at all.
Not with the Chinese government. Did you see on 60 Minutes that there is like a lot of Chinese dissidents that are immigrants that are crossing the border into Mexico?
Yeah, yeah.
Coming in. Yeah, I can't blame the United States.
Yeah.
And a lot of people go like, no, I'm TikTok famous, but you got to think about the greater good.
You do. And that's a lot
if
of
they have
personal
this information,
business.
That means they know where the fuck you live.
Mm-hmm.
They know where the fuck you work.
Mm-hmm.
They can track you on your phone.
All of that. And this is things that they're afraid that they're going to put out there. Like, I think they're like, threatening to do that.
Not only out there, you don't need them to know that shit in case something popped the fuck off.
Fuck
with
off,
China.
Exactly.
And there's more of them than there are us.
Way more, and I think they got better equipment.
You think?
Yes.
That means can pinpoint exactly where the fuck you are.
Yes.
The same way you assholes keep going out there committing crimes and taking your own cell phone.
Why do they do that?
I don't think they stupid as fuck.
They never heard of the cell phone towers.
No. They ping that shit in your ass going to jail. So if it happens, honestly, I'm not going to be mad, but I'm going to tell you what some people are going to say.
What?
People are going to say they want to shut down TikTok so that your man that owns Facebook and Instagram can have a monopoly on shit. Because they got your information, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know who they're
saying? Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, but they're saying that, you know who trying to buy it, though?
Who?
Trump's ex Treasury Secretary, I think.
You trying to buy what?
TikTok.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
See, America, it is twofold, baby. Mm. They're afraid that the Chinese are going to know your information and release your information. And they want to own that bitch, too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Americans want to own that shit.
Do we got $200 billion? Because that's what it's close to worth.
Right, they got some money. But Chinese ain't selling that shit to America.
But I think they have a deadline to
American version of TikTok?
To say that they're going to sell it, yeah.
Okay. And before we go, we would both like to say from the bottom of our hearts, Elon Musk. Okay, this motherfucker says that diversity and equality and inclusion needs to be wiped out, period.
He's a fucker.
And all you motherfuckers that own Teslas, please get rid of your shit.
It's a piece of shit car in the first goddamn place.
Stock and everything. Fuck Elon Musk.
Listen, isn't everything underneath?
Yeah, your battery and shit is underneath. And if you hit the wrong thing, you fuck that battery up to 14,000 to 15,000.
One of my doctors that I work with, he jacked his joint up real bad.
Mm-hmm. Y'all jumped out the window too quick.
Buying that piece of shit. Just keep those old, good old American cars.
I'm not going for no electric car until they figure out how playing the radio don't affect the fucking battery. It, everything that you turn on in that car draws from your battery.
Yeah, it does. Your battery and your, what is it?
Everything.
Yeah.
So you got to, if you want maximum performance in all of those 425 miles on one charge, mm-hmm. you can't run your battery. You can't run the radio.
And that's the thing, too. You got to be strategic with, like, knowing exactly where a power jack is, unless you get that shit put into your garage at home.
And that's a speed
if you
charger.
Have a garage. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't, you fucked. Because how many times have me and you rode by a parking lot late at night with chargers and so all of these fucking cars trying to charge up their electric car?
You know, sometimes it'd be four chargers.
9 hours.
The cars be sitting there all day. Other people can't charge their cars.
Trying to get some charge.
It's like, it's so crazy.
I dig having an electric car only as a second car. You better have it. Or a hybrid.
Yeah.
That you can use some gas.
I don't know if I would be interested in one.
None? You okay. Show me that that motherfucker 2025 what was it? It wasn't a Corolla. It's the one up. Nissan Maxima.
Maxima.
Wasn't that bitch pretty?
Yeah, it was nice because I like that one. That one was nice.
Yeah, but
that's a good thing about us is we, you know.
Once you find out that they open the door and then drop from your battery.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Once you find turning your lights on at night.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I'll stick with the old gas, old battery. I'm good with that.
You give me some gas. That's funny. Listen, we got to get out of here. Okay. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about you next week. Be good. If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't be careful, name your baby after fruit, all right? Till the next time we ride together, slide together, laugh out loud together, and loving my wife, Fruit, saying God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning us in and not tuning us out. We give you the good shit, never the bullshit, right here on Kimba and Son, the podcast. And until next week, tell them what they need to do, babe. Tell them, come on, son.
Come on, son.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Bye-bye.
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Bye-bye.
Later, y'all.
Come on, son. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Come on, son.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.